Morning watch. Fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing in order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Week 5. Receiving the kingdom reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Thursday. Related verses. Psalm 45, 13 through 14a. The king's daughter is all glorious within the royal abode. Her garment is a woven work inwrought with gold. She will be led to the king in embroidered clothing. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Luke 15:22-23. But the father said to his slaves, "Bring out quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fattened calf, slaughter it, and let us eat and be merry." Jeremiah 23:6. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is his name by which he will be called, Jehovah our righteousness. 2 Peter 1:4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Revelation 19:8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be manifested, and eye salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. Related reading. In Psalm 48:13a, the king's daughter is the queen signifying the church, and her being all glorious within the royal abode signifies the glorious church taking Christ as her royal abode. The word abode here refers to the church's taking Christ as her abode. First, we, the believers of Christ, take Christ as our abode, and then we become his abode. Christ becomes an abode when we take him as our abode, abiding in him, and thus become his abode in him. Concerning this, the Lord Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you." If we take him as our abode, we become his abode. In this way, the abode becomes the abode. Her garment is a woven work inwrought with gold. Psalm 45:13b. This signifies that the Christ who has been dealt with through death and resurrection is the righteousness of the church to meet the righteous requirement of God for her to be justified before God. Thus, woven work inwrought with gold again refers to the first layer of her covering, Christ as our righteousness through whom we are justified. She will be led to the king in embroidered clothing, verse 14a. This embroidered clothing, another garment, the second layer of her covering, signifies that the church will be led to Christ at their marriage, clothed with the righteousness of the saints to meet the requirement of Christ for their marriage. Revelation 19:8 says, "It was given to her, the overcomers, as the Lamb's wife, that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. The word righteousnesses refers to Christ as our subjective righteousness. Christ lived out of us. The righteousness, Christ, that we received for our salvation is objective and enables us to meet the requirement of the righteous God, whereas the righteousnesses of the overcoming believers are subjective and enable them to meet the requirement of the overcoming Christ. Thus, the queen in Psalm 45 has two garments. These two garments are also seen in Psalm 45. In this psalm, the queen has two garments. One corresponds to the objective righteousness for our salvation, and the other to the subjective righteousness for our victory. The latter is equivalent to the wedding garment in Matthew 22:11 and 12. The queen in Psalm 45 signifies the church. Her first garment is inwrought with gold, and her second is embroidered clothing. In the Bible, gold signifies the divine nature of God. At the time of our salvation, we received a golden garment that enables us to be in the presence of God. In addition to this, we need another garment, a garment of embroidery. This embroidery signifies the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. Although we have the first garment, our second garment is now being prepared under the embroidering work of the Holy Spirit. This garment will qualify us to see Christ at his judgment seat. Day by day, we are under the needle, the transformation of the Holy Spirit. How we need the second garment. This is a serious matter. However serious this matter may be, most Christians care only for the first garment. Some even say, as long as we are justified, redeemed, and saved, everything is all right. Do not listen to this. You may be all right as far as salvation is concerned, but what about the reward? You not only need justification, you also need approval. When you appear before the judgment seat of Christ, will he approve of you? Matthew 22:14 says very clearly that some will be chosen and not others. Only those who have the second garment produced by the embroidering work of the Holy Spirit will be chosen and qualified to attend the wedding feast of the Lamb.